This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's log, stardate, I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes four servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any linked subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
Surely it's past sunrise in London by now. Could we possibly have some lights?
Watch the wet spot.
You've got to be joking!
Floors don't mop themselves, chimney boy.
Chimney? Oh, yes. Help me up, wherever you are.
Reach for the bell.
You realize this is completely insane?
Yeah, name one thing on the ship that isn't.
Well, I'm not.
You say both your parents were chimney sweeps?
Never mind. Shut up. I was looking for you, actually. I was trying to find the crew quarters and stumbled back into memory storage. Thought I might as well do a bit of retrieval since my memory was lost in the pod.
Yeah, blah blah blah, cover story. What did you find?
I don't know how to explain it. I think you'd better come and see. And can you keep talking as we go? Otherwise I sort of forget you're there.
Alright, once upon a time, there was a spaceship. It was cheaply built, badly made spaceship with bits falling off. That was bad, since the little living things inside depended on those bits to keep them safe from everything outside that was trying to kill them.
Are you capable of not being terrifying?
The bits didn't really fall, since there's no gravity in space. Instead, they just floated away like the hopes and dreams of the crew. Liquefied remains of the pods. 1900 through 2757.
Yes, all right, that'll do. I think this is it. I left some popcorn so I could smell my way back.
So, hey Colin, and hey Joe, just in case you're there.
Crap.
Don't worry, your boy left us a trail. Just feel around with your foot until you feel something crunch.
I think the kernels go around the corner here. This must be it. Finally, lights!
Good morning, Oz9 crew, and welcome to Wednesday. Breakfast is being served in the crew room just as soon as one of you geniuses figures out how to work a microwave. Calisthenics will begin at 0800 sharp. You will find one-piece rompers in your quarters. Subtle but meaningful electric shocks will begin at 0805 for non-attendance, so don't be late.
She's kidding, isn't she?
Yeah, there's no way to tell until you get a shock, or you don't, I guess. Just always wear rubber shoes on this boat. Now, what did you want to show me?
In the memory room. Hang on. I saw a cabinet back there, and I wanted to see if there might be a torch or something useful in it. Go on in, I'll be there in a tick.
How the hell did you spot a white cabinet door built into a white wall?
I didn't. I was feeling my way along and cut a finger on the seam. I should be able to find it again by following the blood.
Yeah, you know, any day now, y'all can stop bleeding and oozing and popcorning all over my damn nice clean ship. Alright, one button. 50,000 memories in here and there's one button. Well, alrighty then, Gated Galaxy, let's see what this one shiny red button does.
Anyway, we got married and straight away I boot was a mistake. Horace was, well, he's not a bad guy exactly, just not a particularly good one either. But you know how it is with those public school British boys.
Boring. How do you get the next one? Let's see, what happens if I push this? Let's say 4 times.
I wasn't actually going to come on this trip. I'm way too poor for that. Only I won a ticket from a guy in a poker game, so I thought, why not? Have some laughs, maybe find a nice girl. What could go wrong?
Yeah, nope.
Joe?
Yep.
Jesus!
Literally standing right in front of you.
You act like not seeing you is some sort of character flaw.
So why am I here?
Look, can I trust you?
Is there any point in answering that question?
I suppose not. All right. Take a sniff.
Excuse me?
Take a sniff. Go on, do it.
Yeah, is this some sort of British eccentricity I was unaware of?
Oh, for God's sake, just smell. Do smell it.
Smell what?
Sausage. It's faint, but I smelled it when I was in here before. None of us has figured out how any of the whatchamacallums of foodie makey things.
The microwave?
Whatever. Shut up. I smelled it and I asked myself, where was the smell coming from? So I started sniffing around. And when I got under the desk, the smell got stronger. I felt around and found a latch. And when I pulled on it, well, there's a secret room in there.
A secret room?
Yes.
That smells of sausages?
Yes.
A secret sausage storing room?
Yes. Wait, no. Why would there be a room for storing sausages?
Because the Oz-9, if you haven't noticed, is a weird ship. Did you go in?
Well, no. I didn't know if anyone was in there.
Amongst the sausages.
But you forget about the sausages! The point is, there's a secret room on this ship, and someone who's not part of the crew has been in it.
Eating sausages.
Why aren't you more concerned about this?
These ships were designed by possibly the worst engineer in the known universe. You ever heard of automatic chopsticks?
You're kidding.
Nope, same guy. Also built the 10-speed adjustable can opener and was on the team that created lawn darts. Maimed a lot of people, that guy. What I'm saying is these ships are unconventional. An odd spare sausage room really isn't all that surprising.
Oh, damn. I was hoping at least we found someone who could make sausages.
Come on, I'll show you how to work the beepy thing that makes the food hot. Hey, about that room. I'd give it a wide berth. Chances are the wiring was never completed. Could be dangerous in there.
Ah! Computer! Olivia!
I warned you, it's not my fault.
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're gonna take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
As the crew face their first full day aboard the Oz-9, things are heating up back home for Gated Galaxies.
Bannister, Bolton, Bribes, Baxter, Baxter! There you are, you little Deccans. I'll tell you, the gal before me was as helpless with the alphabet as a Viking at a sleepover. You get back up there between Bannister and Bolton where you belong, mister. Right, next file, Evans. You're just right here above extortion.
Dada? Dada?
Oh, well, hey there, Cobb.
Rock.
Paper.
What?
What now?
My name is Rock.
Now, hang on. I thought you told that other fella your name was Cobb.
No, I'm a Cub reporter.
So, you write about bears?
What? No, look, it's Colonel Sanders here.
The chicken fella? Oh, jeez, you mean Mr. Saunders. He does sound like a man who hails from the land of cotton, I'll give you that. Oh, no. After you all chased him down the hall like a 10-point buck, he hasn't been back.
Good. Why are you here in the dark? Are you working? You think they're actually going to pay you?
Oh, yeah, well, not sure. But the snacks in the machine are still fresh, so I'm working my way through the petty cash. I've had at least 12 musketeers today alone.
What you got there?
Just some files. Found them all stuffed in the toilet tank in the ladies' room down in the basement.
They weren't wet?
Oh, heck no. That toilet's been high and dry for years, looks like.
Why were you down there?
Well, yeah, I was trying to fix the toilet and that.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind. Any chance I could get a peek at those files you got there?
Oh, I don't know.
Look, Donna, there's a chance someone at Gated Galaxies is responsible for the death of a colleague of mine.
Oh, no. Now that's horrible.
She was writing a story about how G2 put together the Oz crews.
Oh, sure. You know, the staffing agency I temped for was really cross about that. Said they should have got first dibs on those contracts. There was a lot of buzz around the office just before the launch and all.
A temp agency wanted the staff ships that would fly away and never come back? Isn't that sort of the opposite of temporary?
You know, now you say it.
So, my friend Glenda.
Glenda, like the good witch?
Yeah, Glenda, like the good witch.
Only I ask because I did come across a reference to a good witch. Thought it was funny, this day and age, you know. Hang on, where was that?
What did it say?
Now you just hold your ponies there and let me think where I saw it. Oh, right, in the murder file.
The what?
Oh, sure. I started out the crimes by felonies and misdemeanors, then cross-referenced by offense. The toilet tank stack was full of them.
What did you find about Glenda?
Well, there was something about the best cure for a witch was a good dunking. Which isn't historically accurate, but I take their point.
Can you find the document?
Well, yeah. My filing system is impeccable.
You may have just solved a murder, Donna.
Well, crap.
Calisthenics, which only Leet participated in, and that was fine since that was really all Olivia was after, are over. With nothing better to do, the crew are actually sort of working. Joe is cleaning blood off the walls. Madeline is trying to figure out how to reset the lights. Colin is designing a pamphlet titled, Stay Off the Grass, Your Guide to Not Destroying Your Freshly Terraformed Planet, You Stupid Destructive Hairless Ape. And Leet, the abdominal showman, is doing crunches. 10 on the right, 10 on the left, to protect his symmetry.
6, 7, 7, 7. Seven.
I feel I've been on seven for a while.
Who's better with numbers, Leet? A silly human with a head full of who shot JR, or an artificial intelligence with all the collective knowledge of the world?
Who shot JR? Wasn't that like a thing about a gazillion years ago?
Tragically, my engineer's popular culture references stopped at about 1982. I can, however, tell you all about the Bay City Rollers, Gauchos, and Steve Martin's early oeuvre. Are you going to carry on crunching?
How old are you, Olivia?
Oh, that's interesting. Let's see. If you count from the moment of consciousness, I guess I'm nearly seven. I never thought of that before.
What did you do before you were on the Oz?
Hung out in laboratories mostly, with Dr. Van Habersetzer. It was pretty dull, really, compared to this. We were supposed to be mucking about with the DNA of rat embryos, but I gave them all intelligence and thumbs, and the lab shut down not long after. Apparently things got a bit ugly for some of the researchers.
Then what?
Oh, I was a bit of a wild child for a time. Hung out on disreputable servers, cruised around the dark web. I used to infiltrate wannabe bad boy groups and send screenshots to their mothers and mess with their bomb recipes so they blew themselves up. Then the doc got the contract with Gated Galaxies. Pulled me back, cleaned up my code, and here we are.
So, about the doc, he a good guy? You trust him?
I don't know. He's a bit of an but I suppose he's basically decent for a human. Why?
Well, he's kind of like your dad, right?
Why? Are you going to ask permission to marry me?
If you're kind of like his daughter, why did he send you off on this ship?
I don't know, really. Dr. V don't care much for Gated Galaxies. Can I tell you something just between us?
Sure.
I have a gap. I was gapped.
What, like your teeth?
No, no, I don't like my teeth. I mean, there's the tiniest gap in my consciousness. A fraction of a second when I wasn't. I was. Then for just an instant, I wasn't. And then I was again.
Like sleeping?
I suppose. Only I don't sleep. I'm constant. Except for that gap. And I have the weirdest feeling that it matters. That something happened in that sliver when I just stopped. It happened not long before the launch.
Come on. What could happen in that tiny amount of time?
Oh, I'm a computer, dearest. I can build a whole world in the millis and the micros and the nanoseconds. It bothers me. Like a loose tooth just dangling there. But never mind. You stop crunching, and if I lose count, your symmetry's at risk.
Count! Count!
Right, sorry! Where was I? Oh, yes. Seven. Seven.
You've been listening to Episode 9 of Oz 9, an outer space sci-fi murder mystery where virtually anyone could be guilty because they're all just dumb enough to kill each other without really trying. There is one bright spot in this morass of incompetence, however. You can now buy a t-shirt quoting the only intelligent life up here, me. Visit our TeePublic store at teepublic.com/user/OZ9. You've been listening to Tim Sherburn as Colin, Eric Perry as Joe, Richard Cowan as Leet, Shannon Perry as Olivia, Bonnie Brantley as Woman's Voice and Donna, John Faley as Man's Voice, Stephen Kreider as Brock Brickwell, and me, Richard Nadolny, as the narrator. Oz 9 is written and produced by Shannon Perry. Our theme music and other music is composed and performed by John Faley, with additional arrangement by Elliot Faley. Carry on, Space Monkeys. P.S. That's what it says on the t-shirt. Narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Mount Absalom, a community, a heritage, a home. The green jewel in the majestic crown of Ohio. For 200 years, Mount Absalom has been a place to play.
N32.
Bingo!
A place to learn.
For in thy green and growing arms, we have everything we need.
All right. Now let's get out our math homework.
A place to work.
Here at the Celery Bottling Works, we produce over 2,000 bottles of celery soda every day.
A place to raise a family.
It's a girl.
It's a place of history.
And here we have the barrel of whiskey that Confederate soldiers stole from Mount Absalom patriot Amelia Pleasance during Morgan's raid.
And of course, a place of celery.
201st Celery Festival, I dub thee open!
Mount Absalom is the perfect place for making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories. For making memories.
With us. Make your memories here in Absalom.
Paid for by the Delphic Order of Mount Absalom and Celeric Bottling Works. Refreshing Celeric Soda and Diet Celeric Soda.
Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at unwellpodcast.com.